Welcome to this edition of the Heartfelt Ministries podcast with your host, counselor, author, women's minister, and Bible teacher, Dr. Joneal Kirby. Each week, Dr. Kirby, aka Dr. Mom, will give you practical life encouragement as she hits on topics like, do you want your kids to know and love God? Are you struggling with time to make memories with your children? Do you want to build a legacy of faith in your family? Is it your deep desire to have a stronger marriage? How can you be a good friend in today's social society? Dr. Kirby shares her heart with you, hoping you'll be refreshed and blessed each week. Heartfelt Ministries is an international women's ministry helping women all over the globe reach God's potential for women based in Titus 2. Now, for today's podcast, here's our host, the founder of Heartfelt Ministries, Joneal Kirby.
Let me just welcome everybody to today's podcast. You are listening to the Heartfelt Podcast, and I am Joneal Kirby, and I love having you as a listener. And can I just thank you for spending just a few moments here on the podcast and giving us your ears and your heart. And I pray that what we're doing in Heartfelt and all of our ministry is a blessing to you, but hopefully today will be an especial blessing to you. And I think it's going to be because I am bringing to you today, drum roll, one of my favorite people in the whole wide world. This is Tammy Daughtry. And I'm telling y'all, you do not know this moment, and there are millions of people who do. I mean,
I don't know if we're at millions yet, but thank you.
But if you don't know her, you really do need to meet her and get to know her. She and her husband, Jay, live in the beautiful, beautiful state of Tennessee in Nashville. And she has been part of my life for, I don't even know how long now.
It's been a minute.
Each other for
a long time.
It's been a minute.
A few hours, a few decades.
Tammy and I have so many things in common, and that's one of the reasons that she's just such a dear friend of my heart, because she and I share a heart for families, for marriages, and we're both family therapists and have just enjoyed that partnership in that ministry that God has given us. Both of us are ministry leaders, and we both founded our own ministries. So we have talked a lot about that. And then not only that, something that many people may not know, Tammy was one of those energetic behind the scenes people during the early days of our Heartfelt conferences. And she helped me get the first one out of my head and on. And it would not have happened without her and her dear, sweet husband, Jay. They literally took me by the hand and showed me how to do that. And so I'm so glad Tammy's with us today. Let me just tell you a little bit of her bio. And I will say it'll be a little bit because even though this woman is young, she has done a lot in her life. One of the things that I love about Tammy is she is so real, authentic, transparent. And when I first got to know her, she was a single mom raising her daughter on her own. And she was a single mom for a long number of years, right? But because of that, she developed such a strong heart for understanding co-parenting so that she and her daughter's dad could do the best job, the job God wanted them to do, to parent their daughter. And Tammy went above and beyond. She not only wanted that for her family, but she wanted that for others. So she wrote a book, developed a program, and it's called One Heart, Two Homes. And right now, don't go look for it right now, but jot that down because you will want to go and look that up. Her ministry is Co-Parenting International, and this book is one you need to get. You can order it off of her website. But she's also doing some other things that are super cool. And we're going to talk about those things in just a minute. Tammy is living in Tennessee, but I know she went to school in California, mm-hmm. but she grew up in Colorado. And so we're glad she's now a Southerner, although Jay probably will never.
Oh, that's really. Funny.
Her husband, Jay, is mm-hmm. from the great state of Illinois. He's been in the South quite a while, and we know he must like it because he stayed there and has married this sweet woman. And she and Jay
we blended four
kids now. Is that right? Four kids.
Oh, yes.
And
I am Grammy Tammy, and he is Pops,
now?
The three little people who are all under the age of five.
And
yes,
right now,
we are a Titus
they're
two
residing
household.
In your home.
I thought of that during the introduction. We are doing that right here in real time.
Yeah, and you're generationally
yes,
passing on faith as you pass in the hallway. Well, Tammy is also, she has her master's degree in marriage and family therapy, and she and her husband, Jay, have also founded a counseling center where they both do private practice, in addition to traveling literally all over the world, helping to teach parents, individuals, and even counselors, therapists, how to do the work of helping families that are blended. So, Tammy, that is, like I said, a pretty brief introduction of all the things you've done. But thank you for being with us
thank
today.
Thank you, Janelle. It's always so good to hear your voice. It's like a big audible hug. You know, I always, back in those days, we were working on that big conference for you. Part of the fun was that we got to talk two or three times a day. And it was just always a delight. I think you have such a heart for people, a heart for family, and always have been somebody I look up to as somebody I want to be just like. So I am always honored to do anything with you, whether it's coffee at Waffle House or a conference or this amazing podcast. And I've listened through several of them, and you've had some amazing guests. So it's an honor to join you. And yes, I'm excited for the topics we're going to talk about. And we do have a 3-hour segment, right? No, just kidding.
You know,
I'll try to talk in
my
bullet
listeners
points,
have no so. Problem with hanging on for 3 hours. Yeah, and we won't speed this up, so we're going to talk in real time and with real pacing. I wanted to start off today because I'm so curious about something that I saw a connection from your website about an event you have coming up in July.
Yes, it's called the Stepmom Connection.
It's called Stepmom Connection.
Sorry to ask this, but it's called the Stepmom Connection, and we've got lots of info at the stepmomconnection.com. And it started out honestly as an opportunity for a couple other authors who were going to be in Nashville this summer. We decided to kind of put our heads together and do a little thing together. And because I'm a stepmom to three kids who lost their mom in a horrible car accident. And so I was linking hearts with a friend of mine who wrote a book called Step Parenting the Grieving Child. And we started this idea of doing one little workshop, and it grew into this pretty much, you know, kind of bigger conference. But each woman coming is a stepmom, has been a stepmom for years, has a unique point of wisdom that she brings to the conversation. Like one of them, she's going to talk about, you know, infertility and loss as a childless stepmom. One's going to talk about understanding the first 2 years of step parenting, because it can sure be overwhelming. So that we've got a lot of different topics to dive into. And I'll be talking about One Heart, Two Homes and raising amazing kids in complicated families. So it's in Nashville, July 20th. And then we are going to start a digital connection probably once a month later this year. So if people can't come to Nashville, but they want to listen in or be part of it in the future, just, you know, check out that website and please stay in touch with us. We definitely want to have conversations kind of like this, you know, on very specific topics for stepmoms.
Wow, what a great idea. Let me just recap something I heard you say, and I think I said this, but maybe I didn't. You have one daughter that you single mom parented for a long time. And you married Jay, and he had three children. And
we are coming up on our 10-year anniversary. November 28th will be 10 years. Now? And we always say in step family math that you get credit for more than the years, because you do a lot of instant living and chaos when you merge houses. So we take the number of kids times the number of years. So we merged 4 and we've been married 10 years. So coming up on a 40-year anniversary in November and trying to catch up with everybody. We did merge 3 of his and 1 of mine, and it, sometimes I think there's a misunderstanding that step families, I don't know. Sometimes it feels like they're misunderstood. I'll just say that, you know, there's always something somebody did wrong that makes a step family possible. And our heart for family is that, whether it was through death, through divorce, or parents who've never married, you know, there's a lot of young people or even my age of folks who have had children out of wedlock. You know, those are complicated situations. And yet our heart for family is that children have a mom and a dad, maybe it's a stepmom and dad, and sometimes it's grandparents who are full-time caregivers or part-time caregivers. But when children can have healthy, godly people that love them and love each other and show them how to navigate life in healthy, biblical ways, then we do believe we're breaking the repetitive cycle of divorce, and we're giving these kids a chance to have whole, healthy, lifelong marriages. And so in my case, you know, Jay did come into the single father journey through a death, and he was happily married for 21 years to his high school sweetheart. They were in full-time ministry, and she went out on a Sunday afternoon to pick up one of the girls from a practice. And on the way there, she was alone in the car, but on the way there had a horrible accident that makes no sense this side of heaven. And by that evening, he and the children were without their mom and his wife. And ironically, the Lord had already directed them to move to Nashville. Mm-hmm. And they were living in Binghamton, New York at the time. I get goosebumps when I think about this. They were living in Binghamton. The Lord had opened the door for him to come to Nashville. And so he came down here that year, 3 months after losing his wife. And the Lord brought him here. And then 3.5 years later, I met him at what I thought was a single mom's lunch, and it was actually for single parents. So, too many details to share in a short podcast, but, meanwhile, I was a single mom. I had been divorced for many years and doing ministry, as you said earlier, just really trying to cheer for parents who are, trying to do their very best to raise their kids, if not in one home, in two homes, and not put kids in the middle after a divided family. And so I was just running full force after that and doing events and workshops and going to grad school and becoming, really a specialist in this co-parent topic. Yeah. And then God brought us together and he went off to grad school, and now we get to do all this even more effectively as a duo. So it's pretty powerful to see how God gave us both a chance to love again. And it's been powerful. It's been hard, and that's also the stepmom connection. We'll be really authentic and real. There's no easy 1, 2, 3 step to every challenge, but most of the moms who will be speaking have been in their role, anywhere from 8 to 10 years or even more. And so we hope that other moms that are, really just feeling a bit lost and not sure how to handle this, that they'll come and find hope first and foremost in Christ, and then hope and solutions for some of the rocky roads they've never been on before. And that most, along the way, they'll meet some new friends and find a tribe who they can stay in touch with. So we're really excited about that.
How have you seen over the past, say, 10 years, how have you seen acceptance or support for step family, step parenting change? Have you seen it grow? Sure.
Well, I think there are a couple organizations who have really, really helped.
Is it harder?
And have been pioneering for years ahead of us. And one I would first and foremost say is I'm so grateful for what Divorce Care has done. They've been in churches, I think 25 or more years. They might be coming up on 30 years that they've been helping They've been helping for a long time. And, you know, because, again, I'll probably, I don't know the statistic, probably yeah, half or more of step families might
probably been here at
where, you know, are formed after one party has divorced. And so you, when you back up and try to figure out how is the divorce topic in the church these days? I think that organizations like Divorce Care have helped churches find a biblical way to lovingly support hurting parents and to continue to support traditional marriage and the hope for a lifelong family.
Right.
And at the same time, wrap an arm around those that are hurting and trying to keep them connected to a healthy church. Because when we go through any kind of tragedy, but especially the tragedy of a marriage ending, it is so tempting to isolate. Because you're embarrassed, you don't want to have to talk about it. People that have known your family forever, you know, you don't want to have to sit next to them every day because if they're, you know, silently judging you and, you know, things like that, you can really misunderstand people's actions when you're hurting yourself. And so I am so grateful that Divorce Care has stayed the road and paved the road to keep helping the church help people that are hurting on this specific topic. And then there are organizations like Celebrate Recovery who have helped walk with people that are hurting in a lot of different ways. I'm so grateful for their work around the globe. And I know you're very good friends with a lot of, you know, their founders or their national leaders. And then Family Life and Focus on the Family have both really stepped up to talk about these topics. And so, you know, as far as in the Christian world and in the, you know, the ear to the pastor and the leader of a church, I think those organizations have really made a point to speak up and say, hey, we stand for lifelong marriage first, and we open our doors and arms to help keep families connected to the church, even when it's complicated. So I do think it's much better now than almost 20 years ago when I went through my divorce. But so, yes.
I am so thankful for you going through list and naming those organizations, because I know the people who are listening out there today perhaps don't even know of one organization or group, and you've just given some great resources right now. But I want you to talk about your organization for just a moment, Tammy, because Co-Parenting International has, you have materials,
sure.
Resources.
Well, you know, I
and Jay
travel. Your amazing guest, Mindy, the other day, and how when you asked her where her heart for ministry came from, she backed up and kind of told you the beginning. And
Co-Parenting International.
And I, you know, again, we only have a few minutes, so I'll be brief on the beginning. But I look back, and I guess I say this because I hope someone listening will wonder about this in their own life. But now, as an almost 50-year-old woman, I see where even before I was born, I'll get choked up saying this, the God of this universe had a plan for so many of the unexpected challenges that were going to happen in my life. And the first one, which has the Lord has stirred me to talk about more now than I ever have before. But the first one is I was an unexpected pregnancy that young 17, 18 year old high school kids that loved each other, weren't supposed to be doing things they were doing. And I was created, and, my Nazarene and Catholic grandparents got my mom and dad together and got them married and sent them off on what they hoped would be a lifelong family. And, so my passion for what I do now comes from even back then, where I really believe the God of this universe who created me in my mother's womb, he knew that they would choose life and that they would help me grow up. He also knew that they were going to struggle a bit on how to co-parent, because when I was one, they did divide, and I mostly lived in two cities with mom full time and saw dad every other weekend and lots of time in the summer. And there's so many things they did an amazing job of in a complicated family. Yeah. And so, but there were also challenges. There were challenges that I didn't even know how to articulate as I was growing up. And so then off to college, as you mentioned, I went to California and went to a Christian college and first to go, you know, away like that. And really, I was first Christian in one side of my family and different significant things, and really thought I was going to be that lifelong marriage forever after. And so after I'd come to Nashville and I was working for a while, I met and married my daughter's dad. His name's John, and we were married 8.5 years. And in 5 years of therapy, because I was so deeply committed to lifelong family and lifelong health of a family. And so we were in counseling because we were having a lot of behavioral pattern issues and really complicated dynamics. And
You've had such an experiential life when it comes to your passion for co-parenting, your passion for divorced families, for blended families, comes out of your own, you know, personal experience. And I know that after your divorce, you know, like I said earlier in the introduction, you were just passionate about getting this right. So tell us about that and how that led up to you establishing your own organization. And can I just tell you, Garrett, I just want to tell you something. When we spent, you know, hours and hours, you know, talking years ago, and you had shared some of this with me, I was, you know, 10 years in to having a therapy practice. And so much of what you're saying right now, you shared with me then, and it informed me and helped me understand in a much more, I think, empathic way in helping families, because I quoted you so many times with what you just said, is that you're going to be connected through your child's other parent for the rest of your life. And it helped me in just trying to present a picture of what it was going to be like for the child and for whatever parent I was working with as they were going, approaching divorce. So I just want to thank you for that, because I know what it did for me in my practice, and hopefully I was able to then pass that on and help, you know, other parents to do that. So I didn't want to get to the end of this, forget to tell you that, because I have thought about our conversation so many times as I have done counseling, you know, with family. Anyway, you've had such an experiential life when it comes to your passion for co-parenting, your passion for divorced families, for blended families, comes out of your own, you know, personal experience. And I know that after your divorce, you know, like I said earlier in the introduction, you were just passionate about getting this right. Mm. So tell us about that and how that led up to you establishing your own organization.
Sure. Well, I just felt like there was a huge need for a roadmap for divorced parents who still love the Lord. They love their kids, but they're no longer going to be connected as husband and wife. And yet I knew from my childhood that their lives would be connected forever through the child. So I knew, you know, from my own experience that we would have hundreds of ball games and events and volleyball and cheerleading and whatever our daughter grew up doing, we would both be there. We'd want to be there. And I knew we'd have what I call the handoff hundreds of times, because I'd grown up with a handoff every other Friday where my two parents would see each other. And sometimes,
and can I just,
what's that?
And can I just tell you, Garrett, I just want to tell you something. When we spent, you know, hours and hours, you know, talking years ago, and you had shared some of this with me, I was, you know, 10 years in to having a therapy practice. And so much of what you're saying right now, you shared with me then, and it informed me and helped me understand in a much more, I think, empathic way in helping families, because I quoted you so many times with what you just said, is that you're going to be connected through your child's other parent for the rest of your life. And it helped me in just trying to present a picture of what it was going to be like for the child and for whatever parent I was working with as they were approaching divorce. So I just want to thank you for that, because I know what it did for me in my practice, and hopefully I was able to then pass that on and help, you know, other parents to do that. So I didn't want to get to the end of this, forget to tell you that, because I have thought about our conversation so many times as I have done counseling.
That,
you know, with family.
That means the world to know, anyway, especially coming from you, Dr. Mom, who knows everything that I always go to for advice. And but yeah, our life experiences, it's amazing how God can take them. And I think especially the pain points, and he redeems them for a purpose. And I could have never seen that growing up in a divided family was going to be something that was good in my adulthood, but it gave me tools and insight that was critical for the daughter that I was going to share with her father forever. And now, you know, 19 years into her life, you know, if you were to meet her, see her, actually this happened for real in college. She called me about 4 weeks into college, her freshman year last fall, and said, "Mom, we had this pajama party at midnight last night, and I met like 40 other girls in the dorm, and they were all introducing, you know, we all kind of go around, tell our life story a bit." She says, "And at least half of them start the story about their parents' divorce." And I said, "Yeah." She goes, "But Mom, I've never started my story that way." And I said, "What do you mean?" And she says, "Well, they would say, you know, hi, I'm Tammy. My parents divorced when I was two, or I'm Sally. My parents divorced when I was in high school." She said, "Mom, I don't even see myself as a kid from a divorced family." And so I'm on the phone with her then, Joe Neal, thinking, okay, she knows what I do. I wrote a book about it. She comes to my conferences. What does she think she is, right? And I said, "Baby, what do you mean?" She said, "Well, I never saw you and Dad fight. I never felt caught in the middle. And you always let me love everybody." She goes, "I just tell people I'm from a really big step family, and I have four parents and six step siblings, and now a bunch of nephews and a niece." And I tell you, as a mom that day, Joneel, I just wept with joy that this little girl who had grown up in a very divided family did not carry the identity of being from a divorced family. And it's, I think, part of going back to the beginning of how we handled handoffs and how we handled ourselves at public settings where we were both present. Those are the landmarks, I think, that defined her story, that it was okay that we were both there. There wasn't a fight. We didn't talk about co-parent business at the handoff, that she never witnessed the hard conversations, because we had plenty of those, but we had them in a meeting on the phone or at a coffee shop, not at the handoff. And so some of those little things that we were doing along the way really gave her a solid foundation as a little girl and now a young adult. And so, you know, I would not have known that, Joneel, if I hadn't lived through the tough stuff in my childhood. I wouldn't have known it. And so that's why I'm so excited to share these tips and ideas with moms and dads and therapists who work with parents.
Yeah.
Because just a few small adjustments in the co-parent journey, and even just by one parent, can make such a big difference in a kid's life. And so I, you know, in the book that I wrote, it's called Co-Parenting Works, Helping Kids Thrive After Divorce. One of the greatest compliments I've ever gotten, and I've gotten this quite a few times, are from counselors or people who are family ministry directors in their church who have never grown up in it. They're not living it now. But so many told me that by reading that book, it helped them get in the shoes and the heart and the life of the people they are serving and helping, the single parents and the step parents. And so I just praise God that we were able to put that book out there. To the point of it is to bring hope to hurting parents. And the fruit, additionally, is to help folks like yourself who walk alongside complicated situations and just keep pointing these parents to the fact that, you know, your children love you both and they need you both. And you are going to be part of their life forever. You're going to have a connection, and it's called the co-parent connection. So I'm thrilled that God has allowed me to do what I do and for people to pick that up.
Well, tell me the name.
Their perspective. Because at the end of the day, you know, John and I, Angelia's dad, I believe we agreed on so many things that we wanted for her. And we agreed that we wanted her to launch well and follow God and hopefully have a lifelong family of her own one day. And through some of those small practical decisions that we were consistent with, I think we protected her from a lot of the normal the pain points that kids experience when mom and dad are divided.
Well, this has been a wonderful few moments with you, Tammy, and I am so thankful that you were with us today. I know you had to scoot out to get on with your day with all the busyness you have. Remember, she has three under five living in her house, so I know she has a busy life going on, but I do thank you, Tammy, and I just wanted to tell everyone about her book, which is Co-Parenting Works, Helping Your Children Thrive After Divorce. It's published by Zondervan HarperCollins. And then her other resource is One Heart, Two Homes, and it's a digital download that you can get online. And again, her ministry is Co-Parenting International. And Tammy Daughtry was my guest today, and I did not feel satisfied finishing like we did. So there's so many things I still want to talk to her about and ask her questions, but she is really one of the most incredible resources for dealing with co-parenting and blended families and stepmoms and stepdads. So we'll have her back. She is having the conference called Mom Connection in Nashville on July the 20th. And if you are going to be in that area or you are interested in attending, there is a website called the Stepmom Connection, July the 20th this summer. And so the website is thestepmomconnection.com. And I encourage you to tell your friends about it that do live in the Tennessee area. But perhaps you would like to make that known to anyone in your circle. All of our families have dealt with blended families in some way, and there are so many blessings about that. And Tammy's one of those who has received the blessing from God in her own family and is sharing that blessing with so many others. Thank you again for listening. I am just thrilled that we have developed this following here at the Heartfelt Podcast. Hopefully this is a ministry that blesses you in all aspects, but particularly today, we hope this podcast was a blessing to you. So I'll see you next time. We put a new podcast up every Friday, and we have a special guest coming up next week that you do not want to miss. So God bless you. Now go out and have a God-blessed day.